Isaiah chapter 54. Sing, barren, you who didn't bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who didn't ever travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says Yahweh. Enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of your dwelling place. Don't spare. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your tent pins. For you shall spread out on the right hand and on the left, and your seed will possess the nations and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. So this is describing a position where there's going to be lots and lots of Jews. And the original idea was that the Jews who'd gone into captivity in Babylon would return, and there would be many of them there in the land, and that many of the Gentiles would join in with the Jews. But this didn't happen because most of them preferred to stay in Babylon or in Persia. And so these wonderful prophecies that could have come true didn't. This is the great tragedy, that so much could come true for people if they believe God's way. But most people don't. That's what's so sad. And that's why we at least must do the right thing and believe so that it comes true for me. Don't be afraid. You will not be ashamed. Neither be confounded, for you will not be disappointed, for you will forget the shame of your youth and the reproach of your widowhood. You shall remember no more, for your Maker is your husband. So he says that you've been widowed, but it's okay. Now, a widow is a woman whose husband has died. But it says here, your Maker, God, Yahweh of armies, is your husband. Well, of course, God can't die. But God's like, oh, you poor darling, oh, you poor Israel. It was like I died, wasn't it? Well, of course, God can't die. But he's really sort of, oh, you poor darling. He's very, very, very sympathetic towards them. And it's all because of his love for his people. For Yahweh has called you as a wife forsaken and grieved in spirit, even a young wife who's been cast off, says your God. Well, that's not quite the case. It's not that Israel was the young wife who had been, cast away by her husband. She had left God and gone off with other men. That's very clear from the prophets, from Jeremiah, from Ezekiel, from Hosea. So God is like, ooh, poor Israel, oh, it was all my fault sort of thing. Well, it wasn't God's fault, it was their fault. He says, for a small moment have I forsaken you, but with great mercies will I gather you. In great wrath I hid my face from you for a moment. Maybe that's the 70 years when they were in exile. But with everlasting loving kindness will I have mercy upon you, says Yahweh, your Redeemer. For this is just like the waters of Noah to me. For as I promised that the waters of Noah would no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I will never be angry with you again nor rebuke you. The mountains might depart and the hills be removed, but my loving kindness will not depart from you, neither will my covenant of peace be removed, says Yahweh, who has mercy on you. You afflicted, tossed with storms and not comforted, behold, I will set your stones in beautiful colours and lay your foundations with sapphires. So again, this is God saying, oh, you poor darling Judah, you afflicted, you have been tossed around by the storms and nobody comforted you. Ah, you poor darling. Look, this was just for a moment, just as long as like the flood waters were on the earth for 150 days. And it's just a small moment that this happened for. And yet they still didn't want to believe this. God was just so eager to, as it were, take the blame and to have them back. This is absolutely typical of a man pouring out his love on the woman who has not behaved as she should have done, but he wants to take all the blame. But this is God Almighty. So God really, really wants us. And he really wants Israel. And the fact that they do not want God and that they crucified his son is absolutely tragic. This is one reason why if you go and try and preach to Jewish people, it is very difficult. But I think that you have God's special blessing because he really loves the Jews, and he really wants them to come into relationship with him and accept his son. And so we must do what we can, and God will be with us as we do it. In righteousness you will be established, you will be far from oppression, you will not be afraid of terror, it will not come near you, They may gather together, but not by me. Whoever will gather together against you will fall because of you. Behold, I have created the smith who blows the fire of coals and brings forth a weapon for his work. And I created the waster to destroy, but no weapon that is formed against you will prevail. And you will condemn every tongue that rises against you in judgment. So if you're really, truly God's people, no matter if people really try to destroy you, no weapon that is formed against you will in the end succeed. If you are doing God's work, now I've been through all that and I can say amen to that, that no weapon that's formed against you in the end will prosper if you're doing God's work sincerely from your heart. This is the inheritance of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, says Yahweh. Well, yeah, that makes sense, because all the way through here, God's been like, oh, poor Judah, oh, you poor darling, yeah, it wasn't fair. He counts them as if they're righteous when they're not. And this is what happens with us. If we're in Christ, we are clothed with the righteousness of Jesus, and we look like him, and he counts us as righteous, even though we're not, by our faith in his grace.